Columbus is home to thousands of immigrants. In conjunction with WOSU-TV's documentary, Columbus Neighborhoods, New Americans, 89.7 is profiling immigrants who have settled here. In the latest installment of 89.7's New American Voices series, a profile of Richard Imbaluku, who came here from the Congo. Since the 1990s, almost 5.5 million people have died as a result of war in the African nation known by some as the Congo. Columbus resident Richard Imbaluku survived the Congolese conflict by fleeing the country. That was 11 years ago. As a refugee, he first settled in Connecticut, but a search for a long-lost relative brought him here.
Columbus was not my first point to come in USA. But I had a friend of mine, cousin, a close cousin of mine. And then by searching, I found out that he was in Columbus. So I came here. I came with my wife to visit. And then going around, I saw like things was so interesting here.
Richard says it's impossible to compare life in Columbus with life in his African homeland. He was working in the Congo as an immigration officer, but was targeted, he says, by a corrupt government.
So I was jailed, and then finally I have to leave the country. Yeah, I left because of myself. I was targeted by the government, so that's why I left. No stability. Up to now, still just fighting and fighting.
After serving 6 months in prison, he snuck across the border, hidden in a car.
I left Congo because of civil war. So Congo has been going through many things for a long time. And then I have to leave. So I left as a refugee.
He says he misses his siblings back in the Congo, but Richard Imbaluku gets excited when he describes his new life in the U.S.
There are many, many differences. Human rights, yeah, we have a voice of talking. We have a voice of anything. We do anything. We respect the law, but we free. Free of speech, free of everything, but which is different today.
Today, Richard works helping other immigrants settle in Columbus. It's a task that, from one perspective, is easy to do.
Right now, I consider Columbus like my home because I have three kids. All three, they are born in Columbus. There's no idea to move Columbus, go somewhere else. My life is very, very, very nice here.
So you plan on staying here?
Yeah, I'm here. This is my village, my home, everything.
Sam Hendren, WOSU News.